الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله 40 spiritual cures, including medical treatments. Excellence of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Salat upon me 100 times on the day and night of Friday, i.e. from sunset of Thursday to the sunset of Friday, Allah azza wa jalla will fulfill his 100 needs, 70 of the afterlife and 30 of the worldly life. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. 40 spiritual cures. Invoke Salat ala Nabi once at the beginning and once at the end of every invocation. If cure is not apparently noticed, consider it an outcome of your wrongdoings instead of complaining, and remain contented with the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 1. Huwallahu Rahimu. Whoever invokes this 7 times after every salah will remain secured from the evil of Satan and he will be bestowed with faithful ending of life. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Number 2. Ya Allahu. By virtue of invoking it 100 times at the time of going to bed, one will remain secured from the evil of Satan and from the infliction of paralysis and palsy. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Number 3. Ya Maliku. A poor or destitute person who invokes this 90 times every day will get rid of poverty. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Number 4. Ya Quddusu, whoever invokes this repeatedly during a journey will not suffer fatigue, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 5. Ya Salamu, reciting this 111 times and then performing them on an ill person will provide him with relief, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 6. Ya Muhayminu, if a grieved person invokes this 29 times daily, he will get relief from his grief, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Moreover, he will remain secured from sufferings and afflictions, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 7. Ya Azizu. Invoke this 41 times before going to meet a ruler or an officer, etc. That ruler or officer will become compassionate, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 8. Ya Mutakabbiru. Invoke this 21 times every day. One who suffers from frightful nightmares will no longer suffer from them by virtue of this invocation, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Duration of remedy until cured. Number 9. Ya Mutakabbiru. The one who invokes this 10 times before copulating with wife will be blessed with a pious son. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Number 10. Ya Bari'u. Whoever invokes this 10 times every Friday will be blessed with a son. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Number 11. Ya Qahharu. If somebody invokes it 100 times when afflicted by a calamity, the difficulty will be eased, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 12. Ya Wahhabu. Whoever invokes this 7 times every day will become mustajabu da'wat, i.e. the one whose dua is always accepted, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 13. Ya Fattahu, Whoever invokes this 70 times every day after Salatul Fajr, with both hands placed on his chest, the rust and dirt of his heart will be removed, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 14. Ya Fattahu. Whoever invokes it 7 times every day, during any time, his heart will be spiritually brightened, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 15. Ya Qabidu, Ya Basitu. Whoever invokes this 30 times every day will gain victory over his enemy, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 16. Ya Rafi'u. Whoever invokes this 20 times every day, his desire will be fulfilled, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 17. Ya Basiru. Whoever invokes this 7 times every day at the time of Asr, i.e. from the beginning of Asr timings until sunset, will not suffer sudden death, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 18. Ya Sami'u. Whoever invokes this 100 times every day without talking during the invocation and then makes dua, whatever he asks for will be granted, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 19. Ya Hakimu. Whoever invokes this 80 times after each of the 5 daily salah will never become needy, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 20. Ya Jalilu. Whoever invokes this 10 times and performs dam on his assets and money, these things will remain secured from theft, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 21. Ya Shahidu. The one who invokes this 21 times in the morning before sunrise with one hand on the forehead of a disobedient child whilst facing towards the sky, that child will become pious, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 22. Ya Wakilu. Whoever invokes this 7 times at the time of Asr will get refuge from calamities, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 23. Ya Hamidu. If somebody is unable to get rid of the habit of using obscene language, he should invoke this 90 times and perform them onto an empty glass or cup. Thereafter, he should drink only from that glass or cup. His bad habit of using obscene language will die away, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Such a glass to which dam has been made may be used for years. Number 24. Ya Muhsi. Anyone who recites this 1,000 times every Thursday night, i.e. night falling between Thursday and Friday, will be secured from the torment of the grave and that of the doomsday, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 25. Ya Muhyi. In case of suffering from abdominal pain or gas or facing the risk of losing some organ of the body, invoke this 7 times and perform them upon yourself. This invocation will provide relief, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Duration of remedy until cured. Perform at least once daily. Number 26. Ya Muhyi, Ya Mumitu. Invoke this 7 times every day and perform them upon yourself. Magic will not affect you, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 27. Ya Wajidu. Whoever invokes this with every morsel whilst eating, that food will become nur, i.e. light, in his stomach, and disease will be cured, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 28. Ya Majidu. Whoever invokes this 10 times, performs them onto a beverage, etc., and then drinks it, will not fall seriously ill, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 29. Ya Wahidu. Whoever feels afraid in loneliness should invoke this 1001 times when alone. Fear will be dispelled from his heart, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 30. Ya Qadiru. Whoever makes it a habit to invoke this whilst washing each part of the body during wuzu, enemy will not be able to kidnap him, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 31. Ya Qadiru. Invoke this 41 times when in trouble. The trouble will be removed, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 32. Ya Muqtadiru. Whoever invokes this 20 times every day will remain under the shade of divine blessings, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 33. Ya Muqtadiru. Whoever invokes this 20 times upon waking up from sleep, the help of Allah Azza wa Jalla will support him in all his affairs, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 34. Ya Awwalu. Whoever invokes this 100 times every day, his wife will love him, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 35. Ya Mani'u, Ya Mu'ti. If the husband is displeased with the wife, she should invoke this 20 times while sitting on the bed before sleeping. The husband should do the same if his wife is displeased with him. The dispute will be resolved, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Duration of treatment until cured. Number 36. Ya Zahiru. Write this on the wall of your home. The wall will remain protected, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 37. Ya Ra'ufu. The one who wants to have an oppressed person freed from the cruelty of some oppressor should invoke this 10 times and then approach the oppressor. That oppressor will accept his intercession, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 38. Ya Ghaniyu. If one is suffering from backache or pain in the knees, the joints, or anywhere in the body, he should invoke this all the time. The pain will be relieved, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 39. Ya Mughniyu. Invoke this once, perform them onto the hands, and then gently rub the hands over the painful part of the body. Relief will be obtained, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 40. Ya Nafi'u. Whoever invokes this 20 times before starting any work, the work will complete as per his wishes, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. 15 natural remedies. 2 tips for growing long hair. Number 1. Take Kebulic Myrobalan Amla 250 grams. Shikaki 125 grams. And fenugreek seeds. Methi Dana, 125 grams. Grind all the ingredients and store. Soak 2 spoons of it in water overnight as per requirement and wash your head with this water in the morning after straining it. Keep doing this once a week. Hair fall will stop and long hair will also begin to grow. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Number 2. Arrange powder of Kabulic Myrobalan Amla. Mix water in it as per need and make a thick paste. Then apply it to the scalp, hair roots and wash it after a while. Natural remedy for toothache and swelling. Number 3. If your gums are swollen and oozing out blood or pus, then add a little alum in lukewarm water. When alum is dissolved, apply this water on your teeth and gums. It will relieve significantly. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Natural remedy for diabetes. Number 4. Chew 5 seeds of big cardamoms in the morning and evening daily. Relief will be obtained soon. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Number 5. Take Kabulic Myrobalan Amla and seeds of Eugenia Jambolana Jamun and those of Bitter Gourd Karela in an equal measure and grind them to powder. It is an excellent medicine for diabetes. Taking a small spoon of it once or twice a day helps control the disease. Natural remedy for the pain during menses. Number 6. One who suffers abdominal pain, backache, etc. during menses should apply oil in her navel. It will soothe her pain. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Natural remedies for loose motions. Number 7. Swallow half a spoon of tea leaves with water. Loose motions will be cured. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Just a pinch of tea powder is sufficient for younger children. They will also be cured. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Number 8. Dry the mint leaves, pudina, under direct sunshine. Grind them up and keep the powder in some bottle. In case of suffering from loose motions, use half a spoon with water in the morning and evening. It will bring a soothing effect to the stomach and will cure motions. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Natural remedy for preventing nosebleed. Number 9. After straining through a piece of cloth, put a few drops of lemon juice with the help of a dropper in both nostrils. It will stop nosebleeding. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Natural remedy for blocked nose. Number 10. In case of suffering from nasal blocking, causing difficulty in breathing at night, take some fresh neem leaves, clean and boil them in water, add some salt, and when its temperature is bearable, rinse the nose with this water as well as gargling it from the same water twice a day. It will unblock the nose, InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Two remedies for hiccups. Number 11. Cover your nose and mouth with a paper bag or polythene bag and keep it pressed so that your breath exhaled from the mouth or nose does not escape outside the bag. Keep breathing into the paper or polythene bag. It will stop the hiccups within 1 or 2 minutes. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Number 12. Chew a small cardamom well. Swallow it and take a glass of cold water right after it. It will relieve hiccups. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Three natural remedies for bad breath. Number 13. Eating uncooked onion
and garlic causes bad breath. Eat a piece of ginger, chewing it well. Similarly, chew and swallow karam seeds, ajwain, or jaggery, gur, or aniseed, saumph, or a few small cardamoms. Bad breath will be removed. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 14. Boil 12 neem leaves well in about 250 milliliters of water. Strain the leaves off and gargle with it when it becomes lukewarm. It is antibacterial. Its regular use not only cleans the mouth internals but also eliminates bad breath. Number 15. Gargle with lukewarm salt water, as the constituents of salt kill bad breath by removing dead cells of the mouth. Give this booklet to someone else after having read it. Reap rewards by distributing Maktabatul Madina's published booklets and Madani Pearls containing pamphlets on the occasions of wedding, funeral, ijtimaat, urs, procession of Milad, etc. Make a habit to keep some booklets in your shop to gift them to your customers with the intention of reaping rewards. Send at least one Sunnah inspiring booklet or Madani Pearls containing pamphlet to each home in your neighborhood with the help of children or paper boys. Stepping up efforts for conveying the call towards righteousness and gaining great reward. For becoming a pious and salah offering Muslim, spend the whole night in the weekly sunnah inspiring ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami held every Thursdays in your local city for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla with good intentions. In order to learn the sunnahs, make it your routine to travel with a 3-day Madani qafila every month with the devotees of Rasul. To fill out the Madani Inamat booklet every day practicing Fikr-e Madina and to submit it to the relevant responsible Islamic brother of your locality on the first date of every Madani month. My Madani aim, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani Inamat, and to strive to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel with the Madani Qafilas, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.